Blog Talk Radio.
Straight
from
Cleveland. Yeah. I thought your boy was gone, but I'm back. Yeah. One time. Bitch, I'm from Cleveland, a home of struggling and scandalous. Them home of them dope boys, bullish boys, gon' be some sandwiches. Nigga talk shit, I got the pistol with savvy, bro. Ain't never been no homie, knock a lot and let them hands go. I walked away from some fights, so I wouldn't go to prison. I got a little baby girl that's happy to see her daddy living. It's that real shit. If you never been broke, you maybe not feel the shit. I come from the dirt and the grime, it's much of the shine. My horse made millions. When I wake up, it's a blessing, cause we know nothing about heaven. We ain't experienced perfection, see me 10 toes down. I'm in these clean streets walking, I'm cut from a different boss. And fuck that bullshit you talk. People that hate me, you shine. They wanna see you in prison, dying, I'm broke. So I'm increasing my honor, cause I'm a wise, so that I will never be broke. Real niggas do real shit all the time. Come and get you some business, so you ain't worried about mine. This for my niggas,
that's real. We back in the building like always, man. It's D Gambit Radio. We got a bonus episode for y'all tonight. We're about to take the week off, man. We're about to take today off, man. But we got a short one for y'all, man. A little 30 minute block for y'all tonight, man. Like I said, we was just going to lay low, take a break before we get into the second half of season number 8. But wanted to come on and holler at y'all for at least a half hour anyway. Instead, so here we are, D Gambit Radio, man. We talk about just a loose topic, man. This shit that's going on in the world today, period. That's what we're talking about tonight. I'm also a preview of the second half of season 8 tonight. This is D Gambit Radio bonus episode, second half season preview. Let's get it, man. It's D Gambit Radio. Without further ado, we ain't got much time, so we're gonna talk about all of that later, or when we come back. Nas, Adam and Eve, off that new Nasir. Let's go. You know what it is, it's D Gambit Radio.
The ghetto will fellow the more. Oh my God, they speak venomous on the boy. Oh my Lord, my enemy is fear and I'm sure. Oh my God, they want the end of me cause I'm pure. Oh my Lord, discipline for the win. I just go for it, it's a trend for these men to die on their own sword. Journey far, learn who you can be, but you can learn who you are when you around family. Chip off the shoulders of soldiers on a grizzle. My granddaddy Mac Little married Danny Little. They passed down wisdom, blessings were given. Pray my sins don't get passed to my children. I made a killing, I'm alive like the morning star. Called Jordans for the price on stocks of what the Hornets are. I need evaluations, I'm savvy, y'all. Eating foie gras and caviar, listen.
Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Hey. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve.
The ghost of gangsters dance. Chinchilla shake on the hanger. The force of this banger. Yeah, my language advanced. My cadence amazing. The voice triggers something. What is this conundrum? The clouds bury your spirit, rumble a boyish smile. Still puffed aloud, it's nothing less than a quarter pound. Savage narrative, every verse that I write. Burst light brings awareness to my personal life. After my morning walk, Havana cigar, a ganja spark. See my doctor Mar sweating the sauna or the spa. Spend 50 large at the Bellagio. Spend 20 on a bad bitch, I hardly know. New girl every night, two girls was every other night. Sexual addiction, gangster tradition. They wanna fuck me, have me under their belt. Slightly offended, yeah that's how I felt, that's how it ended. I'm just good at existing, existing in my truth. As long as I enjoy the fruit, yeah.
Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Yeah. Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Apple tree.
What come first, piece of the paper? Before I had a piece of paper, peace was in my favor. Before I sat to eat at a table, it had leeches and traitors. Cut the fat from the meat, extract the weak, bon appetit, no bacon. brothers is swine. It's so hard to trust them cause my hustle is mine. It's evident they all the same, with gray hair and still mean mugging. Gray hair's a wisdom that means you've seen something. Say something, you stay frontin'. But these clowns got false crowns, fictional kings. You broke my heart, Fredo. You bring this thing about down to a fable. Be advised, my guy's dying, enterprising at a boss's table. It's always room at my table. Insecurities are keeping you disabled. All this money to get, is it less time? They ain't stopped printing money cause they made mine. I learned to stretch time, these are the best times. I'm in my neighborhood at stadiums, the Mets kind. With restaurants and carboni, spicy rigatoni, go hard. A red Bordeaux, oh God.
Adam and Eve, don't fall too far from the apple tree. Yeah. Adam and Eve, fall too far from the apple tree, apple tree.
Yeah. Back in the building, man. We got a short one tonight, man. Let's go ahead and get to these phone lines while we still got time. What's up? The Gambit Radio. We got in the building. First off,
take the 205 Peyton LP.
Yeah.
What's really
what's
good?
Up? How
I
you feeling?
The show last week. I'm great now.
It's all good. People had went back and listened to the episode from last week, and they was feeling it. It was just me rambling on, but I think I had some good shit to say. But yeah, man, we got a short one tonight. I was about to take tonight off, but I got a little 30-minute episode for y'all tonight, so we'll hurry up and go ahead and talk about some things.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I want to say, you know, we got to really – I know it's a lot. You say you have to talk about in 30 minutes and stuff, got to put it in 30 minutes. Friends that, you know, try to commit suicide, at least they say it and stuff. I'm trying to figure out this. I just need a lot of people to tell me this one.
One of your friends?
If you shoot yourself, somebody I really love and stuff. Three times. Yeah, they got a girl and stuff, but they shot themselves three times, the stomach, the neck, and the head. I don't know how it was. I can't say you did it or you couldn't. You didn't do it, but a lot of people, you know, like that was going on last week. That's why I wasn't even on the airwaves and stuff, keep people from being distraught and everything. But you know, they say they did it, and so my heart goes out to them. The young man that was killed, too, that had just got custody of his children and stuff.
I heard about that. My man Brains Davis, he had posted something about, I guess at some point, I don't know if it still was or if at one point it was his stepson. I don't know if you're talking about the same person. I can't remember his name. But I was just looking at that, and I don't know if y'all remember MC Brains. MC Brains was the first, really the first person that blew up from Cleveland before Bone. And I've been knowing him for a minute. That's my boy. But, yeah, man, that was sad. I had seen something. It was something to the effect that he just had a baby girl. And I don't know how old she was or whatever, but that's a lot of things going on, man. That's crazy. That's just like over here in Clearwater, speaking of what's going on in the world, it was a guy who... White dude who's outside arguing with his black dude, his wife or whatever, and I guess I don't know what happened. And a lot of people, it was this dude, he was a white dude, he was older white dude, known for causing trouble, and he was like saying racial slurs and shit like that. So he was arguing with the black dude's wife, who was inside of the car already. She was inside of the car, and he was outside of the car. And then you can see the video of the guy. I don't even like watching stuff like that. And I didn't even know if they was going to show the video. I was just looking at the story. And so he pushed the dude down. Black dude ran up and pushed the white dude down. And he kind of started, like, backing up. And the dude was just sat there, pulled out a gun, shot the black dude, killed him.
Oh, my God.
The sheriff looked at it and immediately said, oh, no, he was standing his ground. Self-defense.
Oh.
And no, he's not even going to trial. There will be no trial.
That's messed up.
No trial.
That ain't standing your ground.
And that
ground.
Shit
you
had me. That shit had me so mad. And you can see his body language when he pushed the dude. When he pushed the white guy on the ground, you can see his body language. The black dude was just backing up. He had his 5-year-old with him in the car.
Wow.
When he go get his son a candy bar or whatnot.
Now that's something that we need to start addressing. That right there. Should a police officer, should a person be killing somebody in front of their kid? Hell no.
Just for getting pushed. Just for getting pushed. Now, not to dwell too much on it because we talked about this a whole bunch of times, but how many times can this happen? Like, next week coming up, I wanted to do it tonight, but I was going to take this week off, but I'm doing this short one tonight. Next week, we're going to talk about, I'm going to have part two. I did this before a while back. I think it was season 3 or 4. But I'm doing a Dear White People part two. And I'm doing a Dear Black People part two. And what we're going to talk about is something that we really need to talk about in this country, and we should have been talking about it. And sometimes we talk about it here on this show.
Yeah,
not too many other shows.
It's one more thing I want to get out there too, D. I want everybody to give their voice their opinion about this. I know everyone needs to be licensed to carry, but should like rappers, people that, you know, have money, be able to carry a gun to protect themselves at any given time, or should they only their bodyguards? You know, we already know if they hire a bodyguard, their bodyguard should be able to be licensed to be to carry.
Right.
But should that individual
the person
with money?
Themselves.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I think that they should.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, one thing that I think that all people should do, especially people who feel like they're victims, black men, like y'all, black men, if y'all out there listening to me, the Panthers already went through this, and we ain't got to get shut down like they got shut down before. Individually, learn the law and be within the law, especially those of you that don't have felonies, and get your concealed to carry. And it's sad to say that I don't want to see nobody get hurt or killed. But we got to have the same type of mentality. And that's sad. You know what I mean? Like, we all here losing our lives in front of our kids and stuff like that. Like, we might have to start being more aggressive when it comes to carrying guns, using our gun, saving our own life. Because God forbid you had to go to jail. But I'm going to the penitentiary before I'm a victim. I can't let it happen. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got no adult felonies. Like, I did dumb shit when I was a juvenile. Like, I got a juvenile felony. That don't count. All the felonies I don't know what to call them, felonies. But all the whatever that I did when I was an adult, I didn't really do no type of time for that because it was, I don't even want to get into that. But we gotta reconfigure everything. And not, I don't want to say reconfigure, but we got to be smart about this. We got to stop giving so much money and giving so much support to all of these people who don't support us. You know what I mean? Like, why are we the only people? Why are we the only people that could get murdered in the streets and don't shit happen to the person? This dude ain't even going to trial. Like, how many times can that happen? Have you ever heard of that happening the other way around? Some white dude got killed, and they're like, oh, he shouldn't have been doing this, that, and the third. He shouldn't have been doing it. He got killed, or somebody didn't go to jail. Police officer, any of that. Nah, you haven't. I haven't. So,
let me put this in there, too, while we on this, too.
Yeah.
I was you know, I'm thankful to the Most High Power that my son will be coming home Tuesday. But when he was just telling me that the food in the jail system, now y'all get money. These people get money to buy, get them better food. He said they had a donut and an apple for breakfast. They have some kind of beans with some kind of red chopped up bologna. And I'm like, why would y'all degrade people? Everybody's still human. I don't understand this with this jail stuff. It ain't no tough love, but I want to tell people, if y'all got family members in jail, look out for them. Seriously, just look out for them.
Yeah, send them some money.
Like,
send them some letters.
Right.
That's rough, man.
$5, $2, put something on their books and stuff, $20. Everybody, if one person give a dollar each, that'll give them at least a phone card, because the phone cards are $20 downtown and stuff.
And start going to see them, man.
Yeah. And stuff.
And start going to see them.
See, if people don't care, they're not going to care. They don't care what
they
do.
That'll break a person.
Right.
That can change a person's whole life.
To them and stuff. Because some people, they losing weight, you know, and if you don't eat pork, then you're going to start eating pork and stuff. But, you know, it's just one thing after another.
And they're losing their mind, too. We got to build, man. This is where we're at. We're in a world to where there's so many different things that we can do. We got to build it up, which is what I say.
Yeah, the system is actually designed for more black people, but, you know, they put everybody in murder, killer. And I really hate that we have to be in there for murder, or we have to be in there for, you know, a lot of stuff. People shouldn't even want to rape nobody. There's enough people out here, but it's just sad. The reason why sometimes it just be some bull crap, it could just be a weed case. Everybody, I can say everybody because I don't smoke weed, but so many people smoke weed and stuff, and you get a case on weed and stuff, drug trafficking. It'd be so much, but, you know, we already know who the biggest drug traffickers and stuff, but the little people,
And this is the thing. I want to say this loud and clear because we've talked about a lot of these things, and I don't want to say we danced around it, but I want to make one thing clear to people who listening now or who might listen to this later, or whatever. I want people to understand this. We got to stop acting like all of this is just an isolated incident. You know what I mean? Like every time something happened and this, then the third, like it's quite obvious what's going on. Like, look at them reuniting. They take the kids from the people, the Hispanic people,
right,
and at the border. And then they make a sweetheart story out of returning these people, their own kids. They try to make it a nice story. They returning their own kids to them. Now, this is the same, like we said before, blah, blah, blah. This is the same shit that they did. This is some Hitler-type shit.
It definitely is.
So with that being said, let's stop pretending that they got our best interest in mind at all. So what we have to do is we have to make sure that we keep our mind state focused on the fact that this is a global society. You know what I mean? It's a global society. Meaning that you can go anywhere whenever you feel like it. You got to save up money. You know what I mean? Like you go and do other stuff all the time. We go to concerts. We go to all types of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't leave the country, You gotta do something to where you moving around and doing different things. And certain things that they
living your life.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, living your
life.
I want to put this out there too, because this, along with the jails and all this, y'all have to think, if the jails should catch on fire, they're not going to try to save the inmates, not nothing. This is where we play our role.
This like Hurricane
hard.
Katrina. A lot of them prisoners died in Hurricane Katrina.
Right. Cause they not they
same
don't,
thing.
That's like putting them out in the world and stuff. Like we can't keep an eye. We ain't got enough guards to watch all of them if the building burn on fire. So somebody gonna lose their life. That's why it's so important for us to step up and step in and stuff. I wanted to put that out there and support all your black stores. Trinity, they very high, but
yeah.
Support those black stores. I want to mention that too and stuff. You know, I try to support every black industry so that way we need to all rise.
Yeah.
And stuff. And
yeah, we
it's,
yeah.
It's just
yeah, because you got to look at it. Yeah, and you got to look at it like this. And I know we're kind of rushing through it. And we're going to talk about all of these things coming up next week and in the second half of the season because we're going to really get dig into it. And we not go always talk about bad shit. And even when we talk about these type of things, we always talk about moving forward, which like we're talking about now. But what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to get to the point to where we move forward. Let me tell y'all, let me break it down. If I have this type of mind state, and then you have this type of mind state, and any of you listening have this type of mind state, don't worry about everybody, because let me tell y'all one thing that I said before on this show. One of the biggest myths is that we all need to get along and we all need to get together. And see, people think we as the people who look like them. Like, I'm black,
mm-hmm.
you black, she
mm-hmm.
black, they black. Like, everybody that looks right. like you don't really got your best interest in mind. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like the other sad part about it is the people on the other side who think they got their white privilege and everything else, they the ones that's being hypnotized the worst. Because they grew up like robots, pretty much, thinking they supposed to hate these people, hate these people. And they the ones that's really being tricked. But
I'm saying
all of that to say, while we know that it's something that's been designed to go against us, we have to make sure that we remember that everybody not gonna be able to come with us. Like some people don't even wanna go there with us. You know what I mean? So you have to only worry about your people that's like inside of your house and your family members and stuff like that. And your close family. And then your homeboy or your close friend, they do the same thing. They worry about everybody that's in their household and their family. Next thing you know, you got all of us who got all of our different families on it. And now we're a group of families. You know what I mean? And that's how you start organizations. Organizations starts from things like that. And then once you got the organization, then you got different people coming in to build up the organization more. And that's when you start strategizing and planning, because you can't worry about the people who not going to listen, the people who not going to participate, and the people who going to be like, man, y'all niggas tripping. You can't worry about that. You got to worry about your focus and your mission. So you got to worry about yourself, your family, and any of your homies or anybody that you know that you close to, who they got their family on it too. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then from there, if everybody started all of us that's focused and all of us that's awake, if all of us are focusing on our own personal families, like I said before, we link up as a big, gigantic group of families. and from there, that's when you start your new organizations, and we start doing the shit like we supposed to. Like, as far as I could go into a whole bunch of shit, we ain't got time to now, but that's when you start talking about this prison reform. That's when you start talking about laws being changed and petitions, and we ain't even gonna go into that. But that's the formula, y'all. Like that's how we gotta start that shit. And then we gotta stop buying certain shit and start buying certain shit. And again, you can't be like, well, I ain't gonna be the only nigga to not buy Gucci and Louis Vuitton and Nike, because these other niggas gonna buy it anyway. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. Yes, they is gonna do it anyway. But like I said before, you gotta be worried about the group will start to grow. Like I told y'all about this show, and it's grown. The group Go Grow, the group over here that I was just talking about that's trying to push forward, we go grow. We can't worry about the group that's not Go Grow, because just think about this before I get off this topic. The group that's going to do that shit anyway, they going to do it either way it go. Like the people who not going to listen to nothing positive, the people who going to do the dumb shit, the people who go, no matter what you say, go buy whatever, they going to be on whatever fuck shit they going to be on. They going to be on that no matter what. Whether you join them or not, they still going to do it. So you might as well be part of a group that's on something different.
Why?
Because the people who go do the garbage, they go do it whether you join them or not. So we might as well have two groups, a group that's trying to do something with their life, and them. That only makes sense. But yeah, man, the book of the week, man. Once again, the book. I give y'all a couple. The book of the week is The Forever Journey of Now by my man Drovell, a.k.a. Darnell Williams. That's a real good book, too. Go to Amazon and get that. That's the book of the week. The Forever Journey of Now by Darnell Williams. Yeah, yeah. The quote of the week, I had a whole bunch of them. But we'll get to that before we get up out of here. We got 5 minutes. So, yeah, we got a lot of things coming up. This month, that's coming up in August. I got another album for y'all. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the other music doing real good. I'm proud of it. It's still out here. People listening to it every day. In different parts of the world, which be tripping me out. I'm like, damn. People listening to the music.
That's a good thing. Congrats. Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
And I got a good team that's been doing some marketing for me. I've been doing marketing for years, but I just hired a team that's been doing some real good marketing for me since the beginning of this month. So shout out to Rachel and the Squizzard. That shit been looking real, real good. A whole bunch of people been contacting me from all over the place about all different types of shit. So y'all look out, because I'm about to do a lot of collaborating with a lot of people. The album will be out in August. Hopefully still August 8th. I'm going to drop that on you.
Many blessings.
All right.
Many blessings.
You already know. Be coming to a city near you, too. Be coming to a city near
okay.
you, too. All right. So yeah, man. The world today, man. All right. Yeah. So before we get up out of here, let me ask you, what topics would you like us to tackle in the second half of this season? That maybe we have
almost everything. Yeah, let's hit everything.
Everything.
I'm talking about everything. Let's not leave
relationships. We ain't really talked about relationships. We go get on that next season. I mean,
okay.
Next week, and this these episodes coming up. We gonna start talking
okay.
about relationships because people be wanting to hear about that, and that's something that everybody is going through. Marriage, relationship, stuff like that.
When I get there, I'm going to look, because when I was working for the NAACP, I'm going to look for that paper that I had where people can know their rights and stuff, and I'm definitely going to, like, call it out to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah,
like,
we talking about
rights.
That, too.
I know you a limited time, but, yeah, that one, too, and stuff. I want to get everybody out there knowledgeable, because, you know, like, they don't listen. They don't want to read, so let me
just
speak it on the air, and they can listen. That way somebody else do the research for them and just let, you know, get it out there.
Right.
I'm not putting everybody down. I know a lot of people, like, that's a long-ass story, fine. I can't read all that, so I break it down and, you know, the best way I can so they'll know.
Because
we definitely need that. We all die with the lack of knowledge, so let's not die, you know, with the lack of knowledge from starting from this day forth.
That's right. And we go talk a lot more about finances too, over the years, just doing different things and working with different companies and shit like that, I learned a lot about finances, which is a good, real good thing to know. So I'm gonna start talking about that too, and different businesses that we could get into, to where we ain't always gotta work so hard. If you do something, you could consult. Think about that for a second. Hey, there's a such thing as consulting. which years from now or at some point I'm gonna do. So y'all need to think about that too. If y'all know a whole bunch about a certain subject, do what you do now to get your money, but think about that too. Do some consulting. Do some sitting down and talking to somebody and sharing some knowledge with them and get paid for it. You know what I mean? Just little stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Start thinking of intellectual ways to get your money. And don't always think about killing yourself. You know what I mean? And I mean, as far as is doing a lot of work.
Yeah,
manual labor.
Yep.
Yeah.
The ghost of gangsta stands. Chichilla shake on the hanger. The force of this banger. Yeah, my language advanced.
So, yeah, man, we out of here, man. We see y'all next week. You already know
be
what it
blessed,
is.
Everybody.
GKMB
Stay
Radio.
Safe.
That's right. 10 o'clock, Sunday, second half. Let's go. Peace, love.
Happiness.
Yeah, you already know. Peace out. All right.
One love, everybody. One love.
Love.
Straight from Cleveland. Yeah. I thought your boy was gone, but I'm back. Yeah. One time. Bitch, I'm from Cleveland, a homer struggling and scandalous. Them home of them dope boys, bullet boys, gon' be some sandwiches. Nigga talk shit. I got the pistol, but savvy, bro. Ain't never been no holy knuckle. I can let some hands go. I walked away from the fight, so I wouldn't go to prison. I got a little baby girl that's happy to see her daddy leaving. It's that real shit. If you never been broke, you better not feel the shit. I come from the dirt and the grime. It's my time to shine. My voice is made millions. When I wake up, it's a blessing. Cause we know nothing about heaven. We ain't spirits perfection. See me 10 toes down. I'm in these clean streets walking. I'm cut from a different cloth. So fuck that bullshit. People that hate me, you shine. They wanna see you in prison. Dying, I'm broke. So I'm increasing my knowledge. Because I'm a wise. So that I will never be broke. Real niggas do real shit all the time. Go and get you some business. So you ain't worried about mine. This for my niggas that's real. This for my niggas that's fake. This for my niggas that's real. With ambition to get that cake. This for my niggas that's riding. This for my niggas that's walking. This for my niggas that's proud. All the niggas never stop talking. This for my niggas that's street. This for my niggas that's good. This for my niggas that's working. They money legally good. This for my niggas with kids, real men, that's baby fathers. This for that wife with material, not bitches, that's baby mamas. Go from 0 to 100.